You know, the job of being the mayor of a city, large or small, can be a tough one. If he allots money to the park and recreation department, the Department of Streets and Roads can be upset because they needed that money. If the mayor shows public appreciation for the Department of Human Resources, the heads of other departments can become upset because they did not get their names in the paper applauding their good work. In one sense, the mayor is always being accused of mismanagement, not because he has stolen funds or feathered his own nest with public money. No, it's his dilemma of fair and proper allocation of funds within the city departments. There's a strong, important lesson that you and I can learn from all this. We can be tempted to accuse God himself of mismanagement. It begins when we allow ourselves to fall into the sin of envy. Now, I know we don't usually include envy in the list of sins such as murder and immorality and lust, but the Bible does. Do you realize that it was the sin of envy that caused the enemies of Christ to hand him over to Pilate to be murdered? Matthew 27:18 tells us that it was for envy that they had delivered him to the Roman governor. No wonder envy is included in the list of seven deadly sins. Envy helped nail the Son of God to the cross. And as I mentioned earlier, the sin of envy can cause us to accuse God of mismanagement. If we resent the talents and gifts of another person, we're telling God he doesn't know what he's doing. I guess you could say we're telling God, I'm smarter than you. We say, he should have given that to me, that singing voice, or that ability to teach, or the ability to organize and lead. But no, he gave it to him or to her. And how does the Bible describe this attitude? Listen to the words of Paul. He is puffed up with pride and stupefied with conceit, which result in envy and quarrels. Friend, take stock. Don't allow envy to gain a foothold in your life. Before long, you'll doubt the wisdom of God. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.